Dan, here's I am.
It's an awesome lamp.
I like it.
It's right where I'm going to be on.
Oh, right, right. Right. Well, it's
working. Oh, yeah, that's for her. You can move it.
I like it, too, if only there were a place to put it.
I know.
Like right behind where it was.
On that speaker, maybe.
What if there could be a stand over there?
We'll make sandwiches in the morning. We'd like to welcome Ken and Diane to Hudson, New York for the first time in their lives. Hopefully not the last times. And we're really, really happy to have them here in what could turn out to be a series of these types of events. And I'm really proud to bring them both here so that you can hear them without having to get on the internet and listen to them. Because that sucks. Just absorb. And thank you.
Yay for the internet sucking. Although somebody may be listening to this on the internet right now. But it's a different now than the now that you're looking at. It's kind of sad. Sometimes I think I ought to get ready or something. I don't think it really matters. Sometimes there's no beginning. I'm gonna have my back to you. Stay that way. The idea is ultimately for it to be something that sounds nice and feels nice. And I think for at least somebody, it might wind up happening. And I hope it does for everybody, or for, it doesn't matter. You can feel however you want to feel about it. It's okay. Your feelings are your own. Eventually something will happen, and then I will abruptly stop right then.
My memory of it is just this room full of tapes rolling around, because it was without any sort of computer help, everything had to be done manually.
War in one form or another appeared with the first man. stands here as a direct consequence of Dr. King's life work. I am living testimony to the moral force of nonviolence. I know there's nothing weak, nothing passive, nothing naive. The creed and lies guide me and King. But as a head of state sworn to protect and defend my nation, I cannot be guided by their examples alone. I face the world as it is. I cannot stand idle in the face of threats to the American people. Make no mistake, evil does exist in the world. The nonviolent movement could not have halted Hitler's armies. Negotiations cannot convince Al-Qaeda's leaders to lay down their arms. To say that force may sometimes be necessary is not a call to cynicism, it is a recognition of history.
The changes in Anbar show all Iraq is what becomes possible when extremists are driven out. They show Al-Qaeda that it cannot count on popular support, even in the province its leaders once declared their home base. And they show the world that ordinary people in the Middle East want the same things for their children that we want for ours. A decent life and a peaceful future. Anbar, the enemy, remains after
the death. The world must remember that it was not simply international institutions.
One of the brave tribal sheikhs who helped lead the revolt against Al-Qaeda's murder.
That's why all responsible nations must embrace the role that militaries with a clear mandate play to keep the peace.
I should say, this is the first time I've ever heard that man speak. It's about as much as I can take, though. I'm probably not going to listen anymore. Five minutes told me everything. Looking back on years worth of shows, I think I used to like playing with listening to, really experiencing the previous person who was called president, because there was something sort of funny about the terribleness. But the funniness is gone and the terribleness is all that's left. I'm not really into it anymore.
I doubt it. I have a tenacity of a praying mantis. last bit of tape that I tried to do, something came up that sounded okay, I guess. I think it was me. I can always truthfully say that nobody asked me. Nobody asked me. I was too little when I went into the Baltimore. I was 2 years old and I just knew Jingle Bells, and my grandmother threw me onto my father's stage. He owned the theater.
Human Grand identity is no longer defined by what one does,
told me to stop, so nobody ever asked me.
But by what one owns.
But
we've discovered that owning things and consuming things does not satisfy our longing for meaning. We've learned that piling up material goods cannot fill the emptiness of life which has no confidence or purpose. For the first time in the history of our country, a majority of our people believe that the next 5 years will be worse than the past 5 years. The productivity of American workers is actually dropping. And the willingness of Americans to save for the future has fallen below that of all other people in the Western world. As you know, there is a growing disrespect for government and for churches and for schools, the news media, and other institutions. This is not a message of happiness or reassurance, but it is the truth.
Possibility of the approaching storm. To all of them, the past 2 weeks have meant the shattering of many illusions. They have lost the illusion that we are remote and isolated, and therefore secure against the dangers from which no other land is free. In some quarters, with this rude awakening has come fear bordering on panic. It is said that we are defenseless. It is whispered by some that only by abandoning our freedom, our ideals, our way of life, can we build our defenses adequately, can we match the strength of the aggressors.
And so it's incredibly important to unthink at least once a day for the very preservation of the intellectual life. So if we stop that temporarily and get our mind clear of thoughts, we become, as Jesus said, again as children and get a direct view of the world.
In here is contempt, if what you have in here is anger, if what you have in here is fear, then these are the things you're going to be giving away in your life. And I've often thought, and I really believe very strongly, that there's a law, sort of a law in the universe. I call it the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is one that works like this. You get back from the universe, from the world, what it is that you put out there. Universe, from the world, what it is that you put out there back from the universe, from the world, what it is that you put out there. Get back from the universe, from the world, what it is that you put out there.
When you're a baby, because everybody pushes you around. You know, they pick you up and sit you there, they sit you there. And you can't do much except practice contemplation.
And it is a warning. These changes did not happen overnight. They've come upon us gradually over the last generation. Years that were filled with shocks and tragedy. We were taught that our armies were always invincible and our causes were always just.
I did not share those illusions. I do not share these fears.
The only structure in the shifting, changing face of nature is the one we impose on it with our theories, each one the latest version of what we call the truth. New structures, new versions of how the world works, only appear because of some bit of detail the old version couldn't accommodate that causes everything to change.
In spite of what science would have us believe, that kind of switch doesn't happen because of science steadily and purposefully heading towards the truth, with one discovery somehow following another along the way as part of some grand plan. As you've seen, each structure in the past worked perfectly well. That's what the truth was for a while. And as for one discovery following another along the way, what way? Going where?
The so-called voyage of discovery has, as often as not, made landfall for reasons little to do with the search for knowledge. Science, like all other human activities, is a product of what society at the time thinks is important, What science has done in the last few hundred years has been directed by that fact.
To say, this is called Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. It is a thing that is improvised, it's just what's happening. I feel thankful that anybody is experiencing anything, that this may be a happening for somebody. Even if you're not standing or sitting right here and you're actually listening on the internet at some future date, it's okay. You'll have to, something else will happen. Something in your life will be happening and not just being on the internet. I can feel it. I can feel a day. There won't be that at all anymore. This is the very last time. Your computer is just about to explode, and this is the end. And I feel thankful to Dan and Hudson in general, and Tom for being here, because it was when I was doing a show at Free 103.9 in Brooklyn many, many years ago that I felt I got back on to doing what I like to do, because for a little while it didn't feel like it was what I like to do. I was doing something else instead. I forgot that I can just do what I do. And so there I have been a bunch of years since then. If you do want to use the internet, you can listen to the last 15 and three quarter years worth of archives of shows that I've done. Like maybe somebody's forcing you to listen to things on the internet. Then you can pick this if you want. It's at the webpage for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. The address is lastever.org. Yeah. I have a mailing list that's over there. Over there are all these things that Diane... Oh, Diane is going to play. Maybe some of you know that. She's going to be playing songs and singing and making whatever. She made things. She made these things over there. And there's things that she made. Maybe she'll tell you about them. We made some posters over there also That's what my mailing list is on. It's on the posters. You can. There they are. But if I would like anything you have to say or give or be, you can write it over on the mailing list, or you can say it, or you can be it. All those things. I like to have contact. That's that. The only useful thing about the webpage is that I can give credit to all the artists whose work is being sampled right now, because there's no time to do it right now, because then I'd have to stop everything. It'd be sort of like there'd be silence, and I'd say, okay, that was 141st, the little part of that song by Explosions in the Sky, and then I would continue, and I think it would be a different kind of aesthetic than I'm trying to do, so I type it onto the webpage afterwards. But it takes me months. You could also just ask me, because I'm right here. Maybe after I finish, or I'll have to, like, you know, be like, oh, this is... okay. This is an aesthetic, too. Maybe I'll just do this.
Exactly that message. And there are people who come to me and who came to me for years when I had my own counseling practice and so on, and they would say to me, I just keep attracting the same kind of people, the same kind of events, the same kind of losers into my life. Why is that? Why do I keep doing that? And I keep attracting an absence of abundance. I just can't seem to attract abundance into my life. I'm always behind the eight ball. I'm never getting ahead. And I suggested to them, I said, did it ever occur to you
words, all I have is my own sense of myself. Maybe I feel selfishly that I use the shows to check how I'm doing, see how I am doing inside. It's been a couple of months since I did a show, so I wasn't sure. Things feel kind of simple. Sometimes there's just too much going on. I took a sick day yesterday. Every day should be a sick day. That doesn't mean being sick. It means realizing you can be okay. You don't have to be sick. You can just let yourself be how you want to be that day and clear everything else away. It'd be nicer to call it a clear day. So I guess I still have some work to do. Little bits of this thing for years at different points and times, and I've never heard all of it. I still haven't heard the whole thing. I'm moving very slowly through it. It's been like 5 years. I think there's actually an ending, and I'm curious to let it go all the way. And then that would just be like an ending. It could be like the show could end. Everyone could relax. Skeptical, like I don't. This is the one. I don't want to go past this part. I'm like scared to know what's right on the other side of this part. But I've already been up here for 42 minutes, so I have to find some way to get to the end. So that might be it. It's very scary. All right, I just let it go.
Stop the trolley ride, because I, Judy Garland, I'm going to talk, and everybody just better sit on the bench and watch the ball game.
guess that's how the song ends. Thanks. That was Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Thank you. Here the person to talk to, and over here is going to be Diane playing and singing and things like that. Thank you.
Goodness gracious, that was amazing. Thank you, Ken. Awesome programming. We also have Maria Danielson Seward here from the John Doe Jr. store in Greenfield, Massachusetts tonight. Where's the short one? Shortcake. And doing Sudoku over here in the corner is Kato. Maria also is involved with radio in Greenfield called WMCB on the internet, I guess, right? No. 100 watts down the alley in Greenfield. And she was also part of WWVY. WVVY in Martha's Vineyard. So if you need any questions asked, Tom Rode, WGXC, Maria, WCMB, Ken, Last Radio, that's lastever.org. And then the rest of your evening. We'll be back with more entertainment in just a little bit. Relax. Don't relax. Tense up. Poop your pants. Here we go.